My name is Michael Lee Stollard, and I am president of ePluribus Partners. The best website to use for me is my personal website, which is michaelleestollard.com.
Your latest book
is called Connection Culture, The Competitive Advantage of Shared Identity, Empathy, and Understanding at Work.
So many of us these days have extra workloads, more pressure, more tension, and less satisfaction, it seems, these days at work. And we just tend to keep pushing ourselves and just keep going, I guess, until we don't. What are the danger signs of burnout?
Well, the burnout really has three pieces that have been identified through research. The first is people feel exhausted. I think a lot of us have felt that. But if it's a chronic feeling of exhaustion that just happens on a regular basis, that's a sign that we're under chronic stress. And the second component of burnout is that we start to feel detached from others. And that isolates us and makes us feel alienated from others. And then the final piece is we lack a sense of professional accomplishment or making a difference. And this burnout can lead to poor quality of work, low morale in the workplace, absenteeism, employee turnover, health problems, and even depression.
I'm hearing people who used to really enjoy their work and love their jobs saying, I can't stand it. I hate work. I hate being here. Is that burnout also, or is that part of our culture, it almost seems, these days?
Well, it is, and we see in research, Pat, that 60% of Americans say that work is one of the top causes of stress in their lives, and just employee engagement numbers are not good. Over the last decade, only about 30% of employees have shown that they're engaged in their job. Outside the U.S., it's actually worse. About 13% are engaged. So, but the numbers are not good, and there's an opportunity for people in the workplace to, number one, address personal factors that will make us more resilient, and then for organizations and leaders to improve the workplace culture so that it's less, there's always going to be some stress, but with the right relational support, that stress can actually help us perform better rather than harm our health.
Let's say you're a suddenly enlightened individual, or you're trying to be, and you say, boy, I'm burned out. I see a lot of my coworkers are. What can you do? What steps can you take?
Well, first of all, you can't give what you don't have. And so, you know, focus on yourself.
Okay.
Number one, I would say, I call it connecting yourself, which is, we all think of that term, he or she is a grounded person. They're just kind of strong and resilient. And that comes with a few things that we all know about, but we're not always good about doing. And that is making sure that we get enough sleep, some exercise. We're built to move, and we need that in our lives. Have a reasonably healthy diet. Also some things like allocating some time for yourself to really think about, are you living out your values? Do you know what your values are? Time for just reflection about your life, to think about your priorities. And time doing things like prayer or meditation have been shown to really have a positive effect on us. And another fairly recent thing is just the importance of gratitude. And now you can actually get apps online. I have one called Gratitude 365, where I put in three things I'm grateful for each day. Or I try to. I don't always get it in. But it just shows that when we make sure we take some time to reflect about the good things in our life, that makes us more resilient. And then secondly, after connecting yourself, then make sure that you spend time with your loved ones and friends. I call it connecting. Start with connecting yourself, then connect at home. That time with confidants, social activities with family and friends, regularly being involved in community groups, those things make us resilient. And then after that, we can shift and start to think about how do we improve the workplace culture.
You hear the excuse, oh, I just don't have the time. I don't have the time for that. I don't have the time to exercise. I don't have the time to sit in a pew at church for a few minutes. I don't have the time to meditate. How do you get off your duff and actually, I guess, just do it, like Nancy Reagan used to say?
Well, we have this blind spot as human beings where we think that doing these things, you know, it requires a lot of energy, and it requires some to get some willpower to get us started. Mm-hmm. But what we find is when we do it, we feel much better, and it gives us more energy, and it makes us more resilient. So it's important to recognize that that's a blind spot for almost all of us. And so we need to develop these things so that they're habits that actually improve our lives and make us, you know, as one neuroscientist at UCLA said, this connection, especially with other people, is a superpower. It makes us smarter, happier, and healthier.
If you would talk about Compass also mm-hmm. at the Mayo Clinic.
Well, the Mayo Clinic started about 15 years ago. They knew and this has been recognized as, you know, in recent years, the top hospital in the U.S. Mm-hmm. And, you know, no surprise, they're proactive about thinking about not only physicians, but everyone who works at the Mayo Clinic. You know, how do we make them resilient? And just the practice of medicine is hard. And it's getting harder with the requirements for electronic medical records. And in 2015, their research showed that about 40% of their physicians had shown at least one sign of burnout. Now, that compares to nationwide, that number's over 50%, or, you know, around 50% on average, you know, whether you're in emergency medicine or family medicine or, you know, pediatrics or what have you. On average, it's around 50%. So the Mayo Clinic was better than average, but still, 40% is a big, that's a negative number. So they knew from their research that they had tried an earlier program where they got physicians together to kind of process and talk about things that were relevant to the physician experience. And that has evolved into the COMPASS program, which stands for Colleagues Meeting to Promote and Sustain Satisfaction. Now, COMPASS brings self-formed groups of 6 to 8 physicians together, where they have meals together every 2 weeks. It provides $20 per person, per participant, to cover the cost of the meal. And then their only requirement, Pat, is to begin the time together with a 15-minute conversation on physician experience-related issues like work-life balance, medical mistakes, meaning at work, resiliency. And what they found was they had established a control group and an intervention group. Both groups had about 60 physicians in each, and Colin West, who heads this research for the Mayo Clinic, and his colleagues concluded that the study participants experienced statistically significant improvements in well-being and satisfaction. So it really helped make them more resilient. It helped protect them from burnout. And now they offer this to all their physicians and staff scientists, of which there are about 3,700 in the Mayo Clinic system. Presently, 1,100 of the 3,700 participate in COMPASS, and 97% of them say that participating is something that's valuable to them.
Those are pretty good odds.
They are, and they're looking at, you know, I stay in touch with, you know, I'm talking and sharing research with them, and, you know, they're looking for ways to expand this because they're seeing the positive effects of it.
Well, that was a great story. Let's conclude by, I think that when you talk about burnout, you sort of need to assess your whole life and see what you really value and what could fall by the wayside. Have you ever done that? And describe how you adjusted to your new reality in your head.
Well, one of the things this was an issue for me. I worked on Wall Street with my commute into the city and long hours, and then I got involved in some merger integration issues that were just all-consuming. It really required me thinking about how to crack the code, 24, or all my waking hours, let's put it that way. Mm-hmm. And I started not feeling well. I didn't realize that I was just lonely. And eventually, I ended up leaving Wall Street to really look into these issues of culture and understand, you know, what helps us thrive and what sucks the life out of us, like my lifestyle was doing. And it really resulted in a change for me. And so now I'm very intentional about making sure that I take at least one 24-hour period off a week and just, you know, get away from my iPhone and email and just spend time doing things that really help me be more resilient. So it's spending time with my wife. I have a group of guys that I'm in a Bible study with on Saturday mornings. Mm-hmm. And I just find those things really energize me. And that's, I can tell you, that was not my, I didn't think that way in the past, but I've come to see just how important that is in life. And I think there are a lot of people like me who don't realize that we're hardwired to connect, Pat, and when we don't, we dysfunction. We really need that from a biological standpoint, and it helps us thrive. It's absolutely necessary to thrive.
Well, that was wonderful. Let me make sure.